불타오르네.
Namaste, annyeong, what's up? This is your favorite, actually the only potato head you might know. So anyways, this is Tanisha Sharma and I'm back with another episode of Being Tanisha Sharma. So welcome back to my podcast, and to the people who are new, I hope you're a K-pop stan because you're going to thoroughly enjoy this podcast. So let's start with my favorite humans in the entire universe. After my parents, Sarange Ma Papa. I had to say that because my mom listens to my podcast very diligently. Anyway, so guess who just released the news that they're dropping their album on 20th of November? A hint, they're my favorite boy group. I talk a lot about them. I can make a whole religion out of just one feature of any member. So any guesses? That's right. Bangtan Sonyeondan. That was a pleasant yet putting armies on a life support kind of a surprise. Last year, on the last day of the Lotte family concert, BTS announced that they were going on a month break. But this year, they announced a new album. Wow. Okay, but I'm so proud of the fact that BTS still decided to do a whole album made only by them. Produced, managed, directed, written, choreographed. Entirely by them, and the name of the album is B, the letters B and E. I have no idea what it still means. There are a lot of theories going on Stan Twitter, but I'm not gonna discuss them right now. We'll get to the bridge when we cross it. Is that the saying? I hope that's the saying. Anyway, so I also want to focus on the point where they're having their comeback in November. Whereas no artists are even daring to do a comeback along with them. That's the reason the whole of October is completely packed with comebacks, like I mentioned in my previous episode. As a multi-stan, I'm going to have a hard time this October, but I'm glad I'll be free to devote all my fangirl time to BTS in November. And it's gonna be released on a Friday, which means full tracking week for Billboard Hot 100. Also, that means another number one for a full Korean title track. Y'all see the fucking vision? BTS are about to have top 2 best-selling albums for this year. And as they should. Which also reminds me, how many records do we have to break again? Too many. Again, which in turn reminds me that Dynamite is again on number 1 this week on Billboard Hot 100. Not only that, but also Billboard Global 200 and Billboard Global excluding US simultaneously. They are the first ever act to do that. So this means BTS bagged BB Hot 100 number 1 position thrice, number 2 position twice, and now Global and Global 200. Namjoon, he wasn't kidding when he said, and then out of nowhere, BTS dropped a TikTok doing Savage Love. And then Jason Derulo posted a BTS remix Savage Love. If you can't remember Savage Love, here it is. Savage Love, did somebody break your heart? Looking like an angel, but you're Savage Love. When you kiss me, I know you don't get two fucks, but I still want that, yeah, Savage Love. So yeah, this is something new. So let's see how Jason Derulo is gonna treat our boys. Most importantly, BTS Week has finally begun on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. BTS performed in an a cappella version along with Roots on the show. Don't even get me started on their visuals, because there is literally no color, no outfit, no hairstyle that any of them can pull off. But later on in the show, they again peaked by wearing traditional Korean style outfits with all black, gold floral prints, all over their hanboks, performing Idol in front of a Korean palace. Can you imagine the visual? If you can, please go check out their video. The visuals while performing, man. The backdrop, the moonlight on top, the multicolored lights, the stage. Jungkook in a small man bun looking like a baby, but his whole demeanor screaming demon. And our fairy Jimin literally growling. But honestly, this is one of the most powerful songs I've heard, because this song is where I realized the impact of BTS. In today's generation, where there is so much hate and negativity, BTS literally had thousands of people in 2018 screaming at the top of their lungs. That's what I call impact. This is why I fall in love every day with these men. And they do deserve all of it. So, I already mentioned about all the groups having their comeback, but there is a new yet old, more like a remix group having their debut called NCT 2020. For the people who don't know, it's a boy group under SM Entertainment who have various artists like Red Velvet, EXO, SHINee, SuperM, WAVY, NCT, NCT Dream, NCT 127 and more. But I'm sure you just noticed a pattern, right? NCT. So all the NCTizens in the house, make some noise! I have no idea what goes on at SM Entertainment, but literally every male idol is brought into a new group every year and debuted as a new group. But the thing with standing NCT, it is like adopting a bunch of cats and eventually you get to the point where you're like, hey, what's two more? So you just keep on standing and standing, because as the fandom population increases, the members in NCT as a whole also increase. I once remember talking to an NCTizen on Twitter last year and I told them to check out 17 as well. They deadass told me that standing 17 is difficult and they won't get in because it's hard for them to memorize 13 names. But now NCT 2020 is debuting with 23 members. That's right, 23 members. I really wonder what they're on to. Watching the list of people debuting, I realized that Mark Lee is debuting. Guys, this is literally the sixth time he's debuting. He has become a pro debuter by now. But what's more funny is that this time I'm wondering if he is in the Young line or the Maknae line. For the ones who don't know, Young line are the elders and the Maknae are the younger ones. I am wondering this because he's literally in the middle. He has 11 Hyungs and 11 Maknaes. It's crazy. This is what happens when you are the main character, Mr. Mark Lee. Just imagine NCT fan chants, okay? Like with 23 names. NCTizens in the audience need to write it down somewhere to chant it. Someone on Twitter said that their dance practices would sound like the hurt in which Mufasa got killed, and I literally cannot stop laughing after that. So, this time apparently there are like two members debuting, Seungchan and Shotaro. I'm not sure if that's how you pronounce it. Sorry if you already have Seungchan and Shotaro fans. Truly apologize. So, Shotaro is, I think, is a Japanese name, and so I am waiting for a Yuta and Shotaro's interaction. Like, imagine them teasing each other in Japanese and the rest standing clueless as usual. Fun fact, okay? Shotaro actually got scouted by SM through TikTok. Yeah, TikTok. This is the same energy as Yang Yang deciding to audition when he was high of anesthesia and still making it to debut. I used to feel bad watching Doyoung during interviews try to explain the groups in every interview. I have no idea how is he going to manage with 22 members. Baby is gonna look so clueless. Talking about their leader, Taeyong, dude, I remember seeing him for the first time. I can't believe that was my first impression of him. I thought he was scary and intimidating, but that man, he literally speaks in Animal Crossing language, busts a lung over distorted edits, he feeds his pet fish at literally 1 a.m. and tells us. But imagine the NCT 2020 live, V-Lives. They're gonna be so fucking confusing, like who the fuck was speaking? They're gonna be just like, okay, whose turn was it? No, but imagine them, okay? They'll be actually taking group photos in panorama mode because 23 members. Wow. But I have a proposal, okay? If NCT can fit 23 people in one song, I have no idea what's stopping Stray Kids and Atiz to do a collab. I am dying to have Yosung and Felix in one screen, please. Like, get on with it already. I wish NCT 2020 all the best for their comeback, and I hope there is no mistreatment of any member due to the large count, And congratulations to Jihyun Jungkook of BTS for being appointed a Goodwill Ambassador for Peace and Youth at the age of 23 by the International Human Rights Commission. Also, congratulations to my mom on successfully recognizing Jimin. See, we watch funny compilation videos or music videos. See, my mom still gets confused between BTS members and names because she's a baby army, but will recognize Jimin in all black wearing a hat and a mask. So yeah, she recognizes Jimin wherever he is. So that's again progress as an army for her. I guess that's it for today's episode. Let me know if you like me talking about someone else except for a BTS for a change, and if you want me to include something else as well or someone else's comeback, because October is going to be filled with comebacks and I'm going to be talking about a lot of comebacks coming. I'll be even talking about girl groups very soon. So I hope you guys are ready to listen about girl groups. I'm just a DM away on Instagram at thispotatohead. Hope to see you guys here soon with more stories and tales from more fandoms and especially BTS week. Annyeong! Bye bye!